where I had to go.
What about your mask, mate? Have you got an exemption?
For many months now, I've been telling you that police were manipulating our judicial system to quash dissent. I've come on here repeatedly, explaining how they take summary offences like breaching a COVID restriction, which only carries a maximum fine penalty, and turns them into jailable crimes by bailing the people they want to silence. Some of you took my word for it. Others called me fake news because I lacked evidence. Until today. The explosive, unintentionally recorded footage you're about to see proves everything I've been saying. So please, sit back, watch these foolish COVID cops incriminate themselves, and then share this video for everyone to see what's really going on. This truly is an incredible story. A few weeks ago, on the 11th of August, Premier Daniel Andrews announced another extension to his 7-day snap lockdown. Yeah, we've seen a few of those, but protesters responded by breaking the lockdown and heading into the city. Now, that night, we were there to bring you the other side of the story. But so was another bloke, Marty Fokker. I've seen Marty at most lockdowns protests filming, which he then uploads online to various platforms to give people another perspective of what they see in the mainstream media. What happened to Marty Fokker at that event should be making headlines around the country, but no one's running it for some odd reason. Police confronted Marty and his friend for being further than 5Ks from their home, and after a short exchange, which ended with Marty pointing out the hypocrisy of those there enforcing the chief health officer directions, failing to comply themselves.
What about your mask, mate? Have you got an exemption?
Hang on, babe. So what have I done wrong?
You are outside your 5 kilometres.
He's not wrong. We've seen that all throughout this pandemic. But the next minute, Marty Fokker and his friend were arrested.
Turn it off. Yeah, I'll turn it off. Hang on. Let me turn it off.
So what you notice is Marty didn't actually stop the recording. He just put the covers on the 360 camera, which gave the arresting officers a false sense that it's suddenly safe to say the quiet part out loud. Have a listen to what the camera captured on the way to the station.
Yeah, kilo 112. So at this stage, what we'll do is enact a cordon around that group. We'll get Alpha 151 and Golf 152 with their GDs and mounted to set up around that group. And just give me confirmation of numbers in the project.
So what it sounds like there is one of the arresting officers is calling ahead to the station and they're spelling out the plan to trump up some charges. In a moment, you'll hear them explain the point of trumping up criminal charges that they don't even think will stick. But first, listen to the malicious intent.
That guy, Mark, the other one, was the
camera.
And the other
one's the scumbag. Did you see any of the police transport a male and a female back to where? Mike and Nathan, we can
see that.
Where are they?
Yep, there you have it. They knew exactly who Marty was and that he was there to document their behaviour, not even to protest. And that hurt their ego, so they're going to abuse their emergency pandemic powers to arrest him. Then they're going to slap him with trumped up charges because, watch.
So what's the plan? I suppose we just, I reckon we'll,
Yeah, kilo 112 for a CV.
I'm sort of more inclined to bail them.
Oh, we don't want him just to walk out, even though that's the law. So what we'll do is we'll charge him with 2 criminal offences so we can impose bail, and now we'll be able to lock them up when they breach that bail.
Just stop up some charges, bail, and then what charges do we get? So, bail away.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he just said? It's just bullshit anyways, and it'll get thrown out. That's it. That's a moment police officers are conspiring to prosecute maliciously, which is a crime, by the way. They're not even sure what charges. It doesn't matter because they know it won't stick or it'll get withdrawn. Their sole mission here is to impose bail that makes breaching the health directives, a jailable offence. And by the way, that's a bail conditions that Marty is currently on, meaning if he's caught without a mask outside his 5K, not using a QR code or any of the other CHO directives that change day by day, he won't just get a fine. They'll lock him up for breach of bail. That was the conspiracy cooked up by COVID cops and caught on camera. When they finally do get to the police station, one officer, he realises they better check the camera.
It's got a camera anyway. So,
we'll explain to the others. It's very possible that they are using prepared microphones.
It wasn't the hidden mic you need to worry about, old mate. It was that 360 camera you thought was off, but even when covered, caught your apparent criminal behaviour. And now the world is going to witness your corrupt misconduct. If you think everyone should see how wicked COVID enforcement has become here in Melbourne, please share this far and wide. It's not just about Marty or even lockdown protesters. This demonstrates the blatant disregard some or possibly many Victoria Police members have for our justice system. And once you've shared it, make sure to head straight over to yourminireport.com and sign up to get stories like this one that the mainstream media will not touch emailed directly to you, because I don't know how long we've got left on this site that you're probably watching this now. So let's avoid the censors. Give me your name and email at yourminireport.com and I'll take care of the rest.